With the first resort casino in Massachusetts opening in the fall of 2018, MGM Springfield has begun a campaign to attract potential employees. Although MGM won't start taking applications and hiring until next year, the company said now is the time for people to see how their skills match up with available jobs. The awareness campaign includes advertisements on billboards, radio, digital platforms, and in print, with television ads planned later, according to a statement from MGM. There are over 250 job descriptions currently online, according to MGM. People can use the SkillSmart portal to create a profile, match their current experience to the available jobs, and find links to appropriate college courses. MGM is obligated to create 3,000 jobs, with 35% of the workforce being residents of Springfield. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis has said he's confident the employment goals can be met.
A big part of our plan is local partnerships. So the local partnerships are our ability to access different groups locally, understand their needs, understand their skill set, so we can try to plug them and target the right positions for them.
The casino complex, which will include a hotel, retail, and non-gaming entertainment, including a movie theater, is projected to have an annual payroll of $90 million, with jobs paying an average salary of $40,000. In addition to hospitality and gaming, the casino will employ people in the fields of finance, human resources, security, building maintenance, and information technology, according to MGM. Although Mathis said 90% of the jobs should be filled from the region's workforce, he acknowledged people from outside the area are being recruited for the top management positions.
At the outset, many of the senior jobs are going to go to folks that are in the industry or folks that are from MGM, which is typical.
Casinos were sold to the voters in Massachusetts as badly needed job generators. Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said the industry regulators expect MGM to deliver.
In Plainville, the casino that we've already opened over in eastern Massachusetts, they hired almost half of their workforce from the ranks of the unemployed and the underemployed, which is one of the target audiences to reach. And we'll be hoping that MGM will be targeting that audience as well. So it's how they're going to recruit and who they're going to recruit more than the total number of jobs.
MGM will begin specialty job training programs next year for people who want to work on the casino floor and in food services. The MGM Resort's Holyoke Community College Center for Culinary Arts will begin offering credit courses in January. Under an agreement between MGM and the City of Holyoke, free tuition will be offered to 50 Holyoke residents, according to Jeff Hayden, Vice President of Business and Community Services for the college.
You know, 50 Holyokers a year, who are either unemployed, underemployed, low levels of educational attainment, and getting them training to get a job, but also to get a career.
A gaming school is scheduled to open in Springfield in January. The State Gaming Commission, at a meeting in Springfield Thursday, will vote on funding for the school. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.